Maybe it was the fact my feet hadn't touched real dirt in so long that I suddenly became aware of them when they did. Sure, they had been in sand not that long ago, but sand lets all things pass through it. Water, crabs, and people. Clay doesn't. Clay holds what lands on it. This thought terrified me. I never did like this place, and I sure didn't want to get stuck here. Glittery glass shards from broken bottles littered the side of the remote dirt road. I stood outside the gate and looked over into my mom's world, into my past. Some things were exactly the same. For example, the old 1953 pink Cadillac still poked out of an arroyo in the bull's pasture, like a fossilized dinosaur unearthed by the elements. And by pasture, I did simply mean a large fenced-in area full of sage and not much else. Señor Clackers, my mom's Toro Bravo Spanish fighting bull, had been her answer to a security system, a way to keep the drunks and thieves out, and he had just noticed me, so I knew I had only seconds to make my move. He was roughly 1,500 pounds of pure muscle that rippled under his shiny black fur when he moved. But at the moment, he stood still, his head held high, sniffing the air, his regal horns reaching clear up to the sky. My mom had installed a system of gates so that the bull blocked a narrow section of the driveway when she wanted protection, but kept the bull out of the driveway when she wanted to welcome a visitor or go in or out herself. I quickly crawled over one metal gate and pushed another gate shut, blocking the bull from the driveway and allowing me to walk through safely. Curious, he trotted over to me, his massive testicles swinging back and forth as he did. The characteristic for which Mom had named him. Bull testicles were something I hadn't seen in my 21 years of city life, and now struck me as somewhat obscene, even though rationally I knew that was ridiculous. I took a step back, lacking complete confidence in my mom's aging fencing. Señor Clackers's long horns hooked forward as he snorted through the fence. Mom's two dogs, Mr. Lickers and Slobber Dog, noticed us and began to bark and run toward me jubilantly, as if they had mistaken me for my mom, and I wondered what similarity they saw that caused them confusion. Our frame, our posture, our walk? As they neared, they balked, as if they realized it was not my mom after all. The dogs and I had met twice before, but still, I spoke to them calmly, wondering how protective of my mom's estate they would be. Estate was actually a word far too fancy for what lay before me. I bent down to see which dog was male and which one wasn't, so I could remember which was Mr. Lickers and which was Slobber Dog. They were siblings and looked remarkably alike, built much like blue heelers, with four colors of fur all mixed in together. White paws, white stars on their chests, and white stripes on their noses. I let them smell my hand and then pet each one before I continued my slow walk up the driveway. I didn't know how I was going to find homes for all of my mom's animals. In addition to the bull and the dogs, there were the horses, the donkey, the llama, and the guinea fowl. The livestock would be a pain to sell, but the dogs? No one around here needed two more dogs. I looked down at their sad faces and wondered whether the vigils farther up the road would take them back. I scanned the nearly 300 acres, wondering where exactly Mom had fallen off her horse and why. Maybe a rattlesnake had spooked it. Maybe coyotes or a cougar. Maybe it had been stung by a wasp or a bee. I would never know.